Cimmerine was the youngest daughter of the king of Linderwall, and her parents found her rather trying. Their first six daughters were perfectly normal princesses, with long golden hair and sweet dispositions, each more beautiful than the last. Cimmerine was lovely enough, but her hair was jet black, and she wore it in braids instead of curled and pinned like her sisters. The king and queen did the best they could. They hired the most superior tutors and governesses to teach Cimmerine all the things a princess ought to know. Dancing, embroidery, drawing, and etiquette. There was a great deal of etiquette, from the proper way to curtsy before a visiting prince, to how loudly it was permissible to scream when being carried off by a giant. Linderwall still had an occasional problem with giants. Cimmerine found it all very dull, but she pressed her lips together and learned it anyway. When she couldn't stand it any longer, she would go down to the castle armory and bully the arms master into giving her a fencing lesson. When she was 12, her father found out.
"Fencing is not proper behavior for a princess," he told her in the gentle but firm tone recommended by the court philosopher.
Cimmerine tilted her head to one side. "Why not?"
It's simply not done."
Cimmerine considered. "Aren't I a princess?"
"Yes, of course you are, my dear," said her father with relief.
He had been bracing himself for a storm of tears, which was the way his other daughters reacted to reprimands. "Well, I fence," Cimmerine said, with the air of one delivering an unshakable argument. "So it is too done by a princess."
"That doesn't make it proper, dear," put in her mother gently.
"Why not?"
"It simply doesn't,"
the queen said firmly, and that was the end of Cimmerine's fencing lessons.